Good day, everyone, and welcome to another edition of Just Fish Outdoors. Hey, I'm on the phone with Vance Montgomery of Montgomery Productions, and we're going to be in a great show down in Pryor, Oklahoma this coming weekend. Starts Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And folks, if you've ever been to one of Vance's shows or heard of one of Vance's shows, somebody talk about it, he just puts on the highest quality show that there is out there for the outdoor enthusiasts. It's just a wonderful show, and I really encourage you to come out and visit with us, because there's really something for everyone. Jump on in here, Vance, and let's talk about this great show coming up.
Yes sir, I appreciate you having me on today, and yeah, we're pretty excited. We're gonna get to again, have the 24th annual Oklahoma Tackle Hunting and Boat Show. We're going to host it again in Pryor, Oklahoma. We will be in the Mid-America Expo building this time, which is on the kind of the south end of Pryor, Oklahoma, right off Highway 69. Just kind of, if anybody is familiar with that area, kind of right out in front of the headquarters of Google. So that'll be the location of the show this time, and we're really excited. It's kind of we tried to get that building, you know, the first time we had the show, and we ended up having to Pryor School had it rented for, they were actually building an airplane in there, and so we opted to use their fairgrounds, and it was just fine, you know. They wasn't, but this will be a little bit easier for the out of town people to find the building, with it being right there on the highway and a little closer to Tulsa as well. It's kind of on the south end of Pryor instead of the east side of Pryor. So we're excited. The shows came together really well. You know, you and I was talking before we got on the air here, and, you know, I've had, we started our advertising this morning on social media, and I probably had 100 calls today, and a lot of them, actually, I was really shocked on how many people were calling from, you know, like Fort Smith, Arkansas, and Fayetteville, and McAllister, and Eufaula down in that area, and actually even had some people from out western Oklahoma calling, wanting to just check on who was going to be speaking, and, you know, some of the details of the show. So that's exciting.
Oh, I tell you, that, you know, this show draws people from all over the place because of the quality of the vendors that you bring to the show. I mean, there's literally something here for everyone, and this is not one of those five and dime Mickey Mouse shows. There's some quality people at this show, and some absolutely fantastic prices. You can come to this one show, folks, and really purchase everything you need for the upcoming spring season that's hopefully just around the corner, that our temperatures don't get at it. But, you know, I mean, you got crappie fishing tackle, you got catfish tackle, you got bass tackle, you know, you've got a little bit of everything. You got knives and boats, and you know, you've got hunting stuff out there, as well as some of the hunting outfitters. So there's really something at this show for everyone, and that's really what makes one of your shows so awesome.
Well, you know, I've always tried to, I grew up an outdoorsman, and I've been involved in, you know, the fishing tackle and fishing tournaments, and having a taxidermy business and a sporting goods store. And, you know, my whole life's kind of been oriented around the outdoors. I mean, ever since my brother's a full-time guide, you know, we grew up in that atmosphere, and I've always tried to look at when we're building a show every year, I'm, you know, every time somebody calls me, you know, and asking about having a booth, you know, I'm asking them, you know, what do you do? You know, it's not just, okay, sign up and pay here. I want to know, do you even need to be in our show?
Right.
You know, I want it to be something that's going to be add value to what we're doing. And I think over the years that's paid off, and it really makes, you know, I want to have, when the guys come in, you know, or the families or whoever it is, I want it to be something, Yeah, I like to have a little bit of stuff for the women and the kids and all that. But, you know, really what's made this show good is, you know, bringing good dealers and good guides and outfitters and bringing them into one place year after year. And we built that tradition. And I think it's really paying off right now. We had definitely had one of the best shows we've had in many, many years last year and prior. It seems to really be a good home for the tackle show right now.
I mean, it's really
positioned in a good area.
Yeah, it's so centrally located to large metropolitan areas and, you know, really almost a four-state area. So it's really, really, really a great show. And let's talk about some of the things that you're going to feature at this year's show. I know you're going to have a buy one, get one free on Thursday evening.
Yeah. So we're doing something that we haven't done in a long time. You know, the show did so well this past year that we felt like that we needed to add a fourth day. So we decided to make Thursday night kind of our grand opening night and give an opportunity for everybody to come out for 4 hours. We're going to open from Thursday on the 15th of February. We're going to open 4 to 8 o'clock, and you'll be able to buy one ticket, get one free. And all the kids are free on Thursday night. The kids are absolutely won't cost a penny, and you can bring somebody with you, and basically you're going to get half price. So that's something that's going to be new for this year, and we're going to again on Friday we'll open the show hours will be Friday will be 11 to 7, and we're going to also bring back, we're going to have our kids night giveaway. We're going to give rods and reels to the kids. We've got several other vendors that's going to be giving product to the kids as well. And they're also something that we haven't had at this show in several years. We are going to have the high flying fetch and fish dog show back. So you'll be able to, you know, Jason Reynolds is kind of a legend. Matter of fact, he's I think, fixing to be put into the Hall of Fame, in the Fishing Hall of Fame. Jason's going to be having his dog show. We'll have the bass tank or the bathtub full of fish, and we'll be something new also that we're doing this year. We're going to actually, we've always had seminars, and we've got some of the best speakers coming that we've ever had. But something new that we're going to do, not just seminar speaking at the bathtub, but we're also going to do product demos. So this year, we're going to do 10 minutes. There'll be multiple different vendors from coming out of their booths, advertising their product and showing their product in the bathtub. And you'll be able to actually see their product and for 10 minutes, they're going to get up there and they're going to promote their product. That's something new that you've never seen before. And you'll get to see, actually visually see how fish react to it, how they cast, how it works in the water. And that's something we're going to be doing we'll be doing a seminar every hour. And in between that, we're going to have a couple of product demos from the start of the show to the end of the show.
Oh, that's wonderful stuff right there. I mean, if, you know, a fisherman could come out and see all the latest fishing lures and products and not only see them, but see them demoed in the bass tank. That's going to be a wonderful, wonderful thing. I think it's going to draw a lot of attention, you know, as well as your seminars. I mean, guys, come on, you know, if you're wanting to learn about a new fishing product, if you're wanting to learn about electronics, if you're wanting to learn about a new technique or a new lure presentation, this is the place to do it. There are so many talented and knowledgeable people that come out and give free seminars at Vance's shows that, matter of fact, Lowrance Electronics Academy is going to be there doing seminars on Lowrance Electronics products. So you know, feel free to come out and talk to them.
I think, Dale, one thing, you know, just like you're talking about Lowrance, you know, there's so many advancements going on in the fishing industry right now in electronics. It's you know, I've been fishing tournaments for 20 plus years, and the industry has changed in the last two or three years since forward facing sonar has come to be. That yeah, I mean, it has changed the game, completely changed the game of fishing, whether it's crappie, paddle fish, to sand bass, to hybrids, to largemouth. I mean, it has changed the way fishing is looked at, and there's tons of people buying the electronics, but yet honestly they don't really have a clue how to use them, including me. I mean, it's been a big learning curve to you know, figure out really how to make it work.
Yeah.
And I think one thing that you guys will, you know, Lawrence will have a booth there, you know, the Bass Tank is going to be there with Garmin as well. So whether you're using Lawrence's product or Garmin's product, we're going to have free live seminars that these guys that do this every day are going to teach you how to use your electronics, and one day you're going to be able to learn more about it than you probably would on your own in a year.
Well, yeah, not only that, you'll be able to walk up and actually ask a question and get a response. I mean, you know, instead of trying to read or watch videos or read countless brochures or whatever, you'll be able to ask a specific question, and, you know, there'll be someone there to help you, regardless of what the subject of the question is. You know, you'll have a lot of rod people, a lot of reel people, a lot of line people, you know, professional bass fishermen. Lawrence, you know, as well as Garmin Electronics, you'll have people there that are knowledgeable about trolling motors and just crappie fishing, just a wealth of knowledge that will be at this show that someone can come out and gain some information and some insight that perhaps would take them months. They can do it in, you know, a matter of an hour or two.
Well, and you know, some of the pros and some of the guides and stuff that do seminars at our shows, you know, that these boys been, including you, Dale, you know, you guys been doing this your whole life and you've been making a living doing it. And these guys are actually getting up on stage and, you know, and explaining some of their techniques and how they catch fish on a tough day, or how they figure out a pattern, or how do they use live scope to help them catch more fish, or, you know, just, it's an endless deal. I mean, that's to me, one of our best features of the tackle show every year is the wealth of knowledge that comes into that building that you can sit down and gain for free. And that's, you know, I really spend hours and hours talking to different guys every year and putting together the schedule and trying to make everything coordinate right and with the times and plus then adding the demos in there, it's going to be the nonstop. I mean, literally we're going to go from having a 30-40 minute seminar to a 10 minute demo to a 10 minute demo to another seminar. It'll be literally, you could sit down and sit there all day and never have any dead time.
Yeah.
That's something that we're going to do different. You know, in the past we've had a 30-40 minute seminar, then it was probably dead for 30-40 minutes, and we did another one. That's not going to happen this year. There's going to be something going on that bathtub nonstop.
Yeah, and folks, once again, we're talking about the Oklahoma Tackle Hunting and Boat Show that's going to be in Pryor, Oklahoma at the Mays County Mid-America Expo Center, February 15th, 16th, 17th, and 18th. It's coming up right around the corner, and that show time on Thursday is going to be 4 to 8. The show time on Friday will be 11 to 7. The Saturday show time is 9 to 6, and the Sunday show time is 9 to 3. It's just an awesome, awesome show, folks. It's just jam-packed with everything that you can think of for the outdoor enthusiasts, whether you're fishing, hunting, boating, duck calls, goose calls, catfish bait, whatever you're looking for, you'll probably find it at one of these shows. And the quality of the vendors, I really want to emphasize this. You know, I've been coming to Vance's shows for years, and the quality of the show just never ceases to amaze me, you know, and you need to have a pat on your back there, Vance. You put on a great show.
Well, I mean, I enjoy what we do, and I like the challenge of making it better every time. I mean, that's my whole goal every year. What can I do to make it better? And you know, that's just kind of the way I've always lived my life. And that's just the way I look at things a lot of times, whether it's taxidermy or fishing or whatever, or doing these shows. I'm trying every day to make it better. So that's just what I like to try to do. And, you know, I will say, Dale, that, you know, one of the things too that's really cool about our tackle show is all the dealers that we bring together, you know, and when that happens in one building is the advantage to the customer, you know, is he gets to, you know, there's a lot of competition, and these guys come from a long ways away, and they come to, you know, sell product. And one thing I love about having that is it creates awesome deals for everybody.
Oh, that's fact.
You got guys from Texas to Missouri to Colorado to Kansas and Oklahoma and Missouri and Arkansas. You know, we got dealers from all those states coming this year. And when those guys get together, they know they got to make good deals, or they'll go home with a full trailer.
Right.
And that's another thing that I really enjoy about the tackle show is, yeah, you know, you can probably buy any of that stuff online anymore. And, but the one thing that I, as a fisherman, you know, especially the first time I look at something, you know, I want to put it in my hand and I want to visually see that bait.
Right.
And I, and that's before I buy it. Yeah, I may buy it the second time from that guy on his website, but you know, I'm not crazy about buying product without looking at it and feeling it first. And that's the one thing that I think the tackle show makes it really special is this is one time a year that we get to bring all these different tackle guys and custom bait makers. And I mean, we got guys, you know, custom airbrushing crankbaits,
yeah,
and making glide baits and you know, custom plastic stuff that you just won't find. You won't find it anywhere else.
Right.
If you don't see it at a show like this, it's not something you're going to walk into an academy and find.
Right. Well, you know, the other great feature about that is you can not only look, touch, feel, and look at this bait, get it in your hand, but you can ask the people who fish it how to fish it. You can get tips and tricks for fishing that bait before you even buy it.
Yeah, and you know, that's true. You know, when you're dealing with somebody that designed the bait, and they are actually the person that designed it, made it, colored it, and you know, those guys have put a lot of thought and a lot of time and a lot of energy into that, and that they can give you some insights on what to do with it and how to fish it before you get out there and all of a sudden you have no clue.
Right.
You know,
right.
Or you spend weeks and then you give up on it because you've really never understood it, you
right.
know, and that's true. And I'll tell you another thing too. And me and you both love fishing, and I'm a big fisherman, probably more than a hunter. You know, I grew up in a hunting environment, and that's, like I said, my brother's a fishing and hunting guide. But, you know, the show also something really kind of a – not a brand-new feature, but we have added something on the hunting side of the show this year We're going to, again, have the Wildlife Department. The Oklahoma Wildlife Department is going to be scoring antlers, you know, whitetail, mule right. deer, elk. Right. They'll score anything you bring. Something, and you can, you know, you can bring your mounted animal or antlers, either way. You can hang them up for the whole weekend, or you can, you know, have them scored while you're there and take them back home.
Right.
You can do that either way. Something new that we're doing is Buckmasters has a whole different scoring system. And that's something I've been working on for a couple of years, trying to get the Buckmasters involved in our event.
Uh-huh.
Finally made it happen.
Oh, so, awesome.
So we'll have the Wildlife Department doing Boone and Crockett, Hope and Young, and the Oklahoma record book, Cy Curtis. Then the Buckmasters right beside their booth, the Buckmasters is going to be scoring as well for their scoring system on whitetail. So you can actually come out and have your deer scored for free for any of the Pope and Young, Boone and Crockett, Cy Curtis, and you can also have it scored for the Buckmasters record book as well.
That's so awesome.
Also with that deal, we're going to have a little contest. We're going to take the top. You'll be able to vote. Everybody that comes out to the show this year will get to vote on their favorite whitetail antlers, and kind of the people's choice. Then on Sunday, we're going to do the top 10 vote getters. Tess Monty from Channel 6 is going to come out, and she's going to vote from the top 10. She's going to give the top five. We're going to give awards away to the top five People's Choice awards, and she's also going to do a little meet and greet autograph deal. You know, Tess is a big outdoors person, and
right? Right.
Fishing and hunting. She's a part of Channel 6 morning show,
mm-hmm.
and so she'll be doing our judging on the antlers, and kind of a fun thing. And if you got something really special, you may win a few dollars.
Yeah, that's awesome. Well, you know, we really want to emphasize, folks, that, you know, if you make one show a year, this is the one you want to come out for, because it literally has something for everyone, and people will really be impressed with not only the quality of the vendors, but also the prices of the product that they have. You can really, really stock up for that spring fishing season or that fall hunting season right here in one place. Now, folks, we're talking about the Oklahoma Tackle Hunting and Boat Show that's going to be going on in Pryor, Oklahoma, February 15th, 16th, 17th, and 18th. And that's going to be at the Mays County Mid-America Expo. So we really, really, really encourage you folks to come out, visit with the people that's going to be there, visit with the vendors. You may even see Vance running around somewhere. You know, I encourage you to visit with him if you have time. And it's really an awesome, awesome, awesome show. What would you like to close with, Vance?
Well, I just like to close saying that, you know, we're a few things that we're doing new. One is we're having Thursday night, buy one ticket, get one free. We're having the Friday night kids rod and reel giveaway starting at 4 o'clock that day on Friday. Saturday will be, you know, come out, visit with everybody, watch seminars. Sunday, these dealers come from a long ways away. They don't want to take stuff home. And they told me to say this, make us an offer. You know, that is the deal that they're making. They're going to wheel and deal on Sunday. They don't want to take stuff home. New for this year, we're going to have the high flying dog retriever show from Jason Reynolds. You can get the schedule on montgomeryproductions.com. There's a lot of information out there on the show on our website, montgomeryproductions.com. The show is filled with a lot of stuff, more than we can get to talk about today.
Right.
Lots of awesome food, antler scoring, product demos, lots of guides and outfitters. If you're looking to maybe go on a fishing trip or a hunting trip, whether it's in Colorado, New Mexico, you want to go on a paddle fish trip. I mean, we got lots of guides and outfitters booking trips this year as well. Great deals on tackle, great deals on hunting supplies. I mean, this is one of the best shows that we've ever put together, and I really truly believe this is the best show in the Midwest right now. And it's going to go on February 15th through the 18th in Pryor, Oklahoma, at the Mid-America Expo building. And I really appreciate Dale having me on today, buddy.
Well, I appreciate talking about this show. I look forward to it every year. And, you know, for those people who came or those people who that came to the prior show last year or coming to this show, you know, I know they're not going to be disappointed because it is absolutely an awesome show. So once again, folks, that's February 15th through the 18th in Pryor, Oklahoma at the Oklahoma Tackle Hunting and Boat Show in Mays County at the Mid-America Expo Center. And folks, that's just a rock's throw from Tulsa and several surrounding large communities. So, you know, just come on down and I guarantee you, you're going to have a great time. Vance, thanks for coming on the show today and talking about this awesome show coming up. I know I'll see you there. And any last words before we close?
Nope, we're good, bud. I really appreciate it. Everybody come out, enjoy the show. But there's definitely something for everybody. That's one thing that we try to make sure, whether it's the ladies having some booths, the kids having a great time at the dog show or buying tackle, or, you know, the guys are going to get to have a chance of a lifetime to experience some seminars that they've never seen and learned from. We got some of the best lineup. Go on montgomeryproductions.com. We have a full schedule on the seminar schedule and all the demos going on. Come out and join us. It's going to be 4 days of excitement, and it'll be in Pryor, Oklahoma, February 15th through the 18th. See you guys.
All right, Vance, thanks a lot. Now, folks, once again, that was Vance Montgomery, and he's the guy for the Oklahoma Tackle Hunting and Boat Show that's going to be held February 15th through the 18th down in Pryor, Oklahoma at Mays County Mid-America Expo. So this is Dale York with Vance Montgomery saying we'll catch you later.